Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for the Congress of the United States returning after a brief break. That Congress of the United States is concentrating on the real business of the Republic. Chuck Schumer in a high-level meeting about the full national legalization of marijuana as a recreational drug, and the automatic and immediate expunging of anyone who has some kind of a legal record, criminal record, involving marijuana. Instant clearing off of any of those records. Is this basically a substitute for the Biden's budget-busting Build Back Better bill, right? It's could be, at least strategically for Democrats. It comes across that at the same time, there's a really alarming new study about impairment by marijuana in driving. And of course, I thought immediately about this horrible story about the roadway incident in Las Vegas, where someone who appears to have been impaired in the middle of the afternoon ran through a red light and killed 9 people, including himself. We'll get to all of that with a very special guest, Dr. Kevin Sabat, who was highly recommended to our show, has been on our show several times before, but we just had General McCaffrey on the show, Kevin, and General McCaffrey, former drug czar, he's a four-star general, too. He said the same thing about you. He said you were the best guy out there on this issue of marijuana. Kevin is an affiliate of the Institution for Social and Policy Studies and the medical school at Yale University. He has worked with 3 different White Houses, both Republican and Democratic, and he is dubbed by NBC News as the prodigy of drug politics. So let's talk first about this new drive by Chuck Schumer to try to get marijuana legalized somehow on a federal basis before the midterm election. Likely to succeed?
I don't think so. There's actually enough Democrats, and it's great to be on your show, Michael. I appreciate that. And let me just say that, you know, Barry McCaffrey should be a hero to all Americans of any political stripe.
Amen.
High praise coming from him. They don't make him like General McCaffrey anymore. It's just the truth.
Wish they did.
Me too. But listen, there's, believe it or not, about half a dozen or more Democrats, centrist Democrats, sensible Democrats that don't agree with legalization. They may not, you know, be parading that out in public, but we know that's a fact. So Schumer doesn't even have his own caucus on board. And I don't even know if he really understands the issue, to be honest. I think he's been kind of convinced of some shoddy polling from staff, to be honest, that's thinking this is a big win politically to send off a primary challenge from a progressive like an AOC. I really think this is all politics. This goes against every single medical association's advice, who say, please don't federally legalized marijuana. Today's marijuana is not your Woodstock weed. It's highly dangerous for a lot of people, and the last thing we need to do is make it even more available than it already is.
Okay, there also was earlier, it was last week actually, they had the announcement about all the taxes that were being collected by states because of the sale of marijuana. My answer to that was, I remember when arguing about legalization, the people who were promoting it said, no, this won't increase any marijuana usage. How could all of a sudden having advertisements, and I know they don't have billboards, but they have advertising.
Oh, they do. They have billboards.
They actually have billboards in many states, believe it or not, they do. Tobacco's outlawed billboards, but you can have pot billboards in about a dozen states.
So, Grain, what about this new study, which just appeared in JAMA Psychiatry, it's the Journal of the American Medical Association, indicating that smoking weed can impair your driving for 4.5 hours.
Right. Well, and it can impair it even, and that was on average. It actually impaired even many people even longer than that, way after they even felt high. So a lot of the drivers in this study, and by the way, there have been other studies but this is confirming what we already sort of knew, which is that even when you don't feel high anymore, if you have used in the last 24 hours, there's a good chance you're driving impaired. And there's, the studies back from the 80s when we looked at pilots and they gave pilots THC on a flight simulator, which is the active ingredient in marijuana. They gave them THC. They didn't fly well. Then they came back 24 hours later, thinking that they did a great job at sort of round two. And in reality, they did just as bad. So, this is a huge issue. You rightfully bring up the horrible tragedy that we had in Vegas, but there are hundreds of those every year that don't even make a lot of headlines, and it's a very, very big deal that we need to take a look at.
And we've had 30 years of every year reduced highway fatalities. It's gone up sharply the last couple of years, and in spite of the pandemic and people driving much less. So could the increased marijuana use be contributing?
I think it's part of it, because you see in these states that have liberalized, which are a lot of states now, you see increases. And by the way, you see this in Canada, too. There's a recent study in B.C. There's been studies. So this isn't just in the United States where we're seeing increases because the drug is legal. And it really goes to the cost of legalization, which we never really hear about, because we just hear about tax revenue. Oh, like you said, you brought in all the tax revenue. Well, that's not really a fiscally responsible way to look at a policy, because you need to also look at the costs. And there are costs when they're driving these crashes. There are costs with the probably 550,000 hospital admissions every year from acute THC poisoning. People basically not even knowing that they're taking marijuana and it's laced in something and they have what's essentially a psychotic episode. 500,000 hospital admissions. We have all of these costs, dropouts, school dropouts. So there's just cost after cost that a lot of these states, they want to gloss over in their kind of embrace of marijuana.
Let me go way out on a limb here. One of the things that's a riddle that a lot of public policy planners don't want to even encounter is, why would it be that we have a labor shortage? We have people who are dropping out of the workforce, even though wages are higher and have been going up, and there have been less people even applying for unemployment benefits. With all of that, why is there a labor shortage? Could part of that be some of the impact of people with very generous use of marijuana?
I think so. I definitely think that's part of it, and I'm really disheartened by companies like Amazon that essentially are advertising to marijuana users and saying, hey, no one will hire you, but we will. Come work for us. They're taking a huge gamble on workplace safety, productivity, on liability. It's really a bad move, and I was at a meeting. I actually was able to talk with Jeff Bezos about this, and I said, well, are you at least studying the impact of embracing all of these, heavy pot users on the workforce? And he essentially said, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that, which I was astonished at, because this is going to have huge costs, but it's just not registering. People just see money. They want to be kind of hip. They think it's no big deal, and they really don't understand the science. And by the way, Amazon is now one of the biggest proponents of legalization. They're throwing their lobbying apps, and we all know why. It's because of the almighty dollar. These major, huge companies, big tobacco, big tech, they want in on pot, and they want to make a lot of money. And it has nothing to do with social justice. It has to do with these companies profiting.
You can read all about it. Kevin Sabat's book is very important. It's called Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. Post it up at michaelmedved.com. Godspeed to you, Kevin, my friend, and we will be right back on The Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved.
I'm listening to everything you say.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about a new drive by Democrats to change the subject. And particularly coming out of a pandemic with all of the... And I do hope we come out of it. I do hope that the American people get their wish in that Monmouth poll that we discussed before, that, yes, we can all learn to live with the existence of COVID-19, but not in a pandemic status, and then go on with our lives. Everybody wants that. But the idea of making it possible also requires some continued attention to some medical realities. Meanwhile, let us go to Steve in Seattle. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Yeah, hey, Michael. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good. Yeah, I was just calling in about, I guess, they're looking at a bill for legalizing marijuana throughout the country. And you had mentioned, I guess, I didn't read about it, but there was an accident down in Las Vegas that killed 8 or 9 people.
Nine, yeah.
And apparently the guy was high or whatever.
They don't know that. They hadn't tested his body yet. They didn't know if he was impaired, but he had blown right through a red light to fatal impact in the middle of the day.
Well, I've been pretty much a chronic smoker since I was 14, 15 years old. But I have quit from time to time for, you know, long periods, like 10, 12 years. However, I do recall smoking on the way to work one day, and I went through a red light without realizing it. I didn't realize it until after I had gone through it, and I was very lucky. I was down in Orlando, Florida. I was just on the east side of town, so it's not a real busy highway, but to my left I was on the main highway, and to my left was an exit lane for a Publix grocery store, and to my right was a community center, a county community center. It was probably mid-afternoon, so there wasn't a whole lot of traffic. In fact, I don't think there was any traffic at that intersection at the time. But it scared the heck out of me, because it could have been a very bad accident. Had some other vehicles been trying to make a turn onto the highway. The previous caller had mentioned something about the grade, that the quality of the pot that they're growing nowadays. And, you know, I started smoking, gosh, 50 years ago now, and yeah, the quality today is nothing like what it was. It is so much stronger today.
Imagine that's because that's what people are looking for in the market. Is that part of what's going on?
Of course.
Yeah. You know. And the fact that there is a market, and that again, the message about marijuana, about people actually can become addicted. And by the way, I congratulate you on, thank you for the call and for the perspective and for recognizing that, no, this is not just a fun-loving private habit. It can have a very real impact on society and social problems, including traffic safety. Steve, I very much appreciate your call. There's another habit, and it's a habit that has, for some reason, just seems to explode in America recently. Over the weekend, there were Nazi rallies in a number of different places. They didn't get huge turnouts, but when they promote a rally in Orlando, Florida, as they did with slogans of "Kill the Jews," and they kidnap your children and suck their blood, and the rally and various other demonstrations that were launched by neo-Nazi groups. There's one called the National Socialist Movement, NSM, which is a Nazi group, obviously appealing to people on the left. But the explosion, if anybody knows or has an idea why all of a sudden this is a thing again, and you have there's quite a bit of publicity for the synagogue hostage taking. That was not this past Saturday. It was 10 days ago. But it's a remarkable moment when you have that breaking out everywhere. And we're in on Friday, this last Friday, there were swastikas that were drawn all over Union Station in Washington, D.C., which is when you take the railroad, and by the way, that's one of the very few places people do take the railroad, is you can take the Acela Corridor, they call it. If you're going up to Washington, D.C., from going down to Washington, D.C., from Philadelphia or New York or Boston, you can take the train. You get off at Reunion Station. And the first thing you see or saw until they actually took some paper and taped it on the side of the building before they can professionally clean the antique marble of Union Station, which is a beautiful and beautifully restored building, swastikas. And the guy they arrested is 34 years old. They describe him as a houseless individual who may have mental health issues. But this is what mental health issues turn to. There's another story like that, which is just heartbreaking, and it involves somebody who's been a little bit in people's minds, I think, because of the recent induction of David Ortiz in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and the debates on who's going to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Somebody who went into the Baseball Hall of Fame as early as he could is Jackie Robinson, and the state of Georgia had found where he was born. He grew up in L.A., Jackie Robinson, but he was born in a small home. His dad was a sharecropper. His dad left the family when he was young, and Jackie went on to great success. He was an officer in the Army and during the war. And so they're establishing a series of monuments and markers for Georgia history. And Jackie Robinson's, the little shack-like house in which he was born, is literally in the midst of the piney woods. And they put up a beautiful new marker there, and they have a fence protecting the chimney of the house, which is the only thing that's left at the Jackie Robinson birthplace. Okay, here's what I'm getting to. It was vandalized, and people put white supremacist Jackie Robinson's birthplace. If you think what this good man meant to so many people as a beloved baseball star and broke the color barrier, and today, all these years later, someone wants to trash his birthplace, and it shot bullet holes shot into it. It's an amazing thing. We can do better.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 8,500 U.S. troops remain on standby amid growing tensions between Russia and Ukraine.
We're going through the rigorous work of providing options for the commander-in-chief should he decide to do that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the current options don't include American boots on the ground in Ukraine. The plan is to deploy the 8,500 troops to Eastern Europe and to the Baltic region, joining forces from other NATO allies. The Supreme Court is on the agenda when President Biden meets with top senators on the Judiciary Committee this week. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin and Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley will come to the White House to start discussing the framework for the Supreme Court confirmation process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the things that's fascinating is to look back at some of the past eloquence of Kamala Harris, our inspiring vice president. And again, she seems to diminish in stature literally every day. And she did not begin her vice presidency as a beloved figure. But I think it's worth recalling a bid for popularity in the middle of her campaign. This is just a few months before being elected vice president. And after she had been nominated for vice president, she had this to say in a solemn pledge to the American people. This is clip 16.
Under a Biden-Harris administration, we will decriminalize the use of marijuana and automatically expunge all marijuana use convictions and end incarceration for drug use alone. So this is no time, from I think our collective perspective, this is no time for half-stepping. This is no time for incrementalism. We need to deal with the system. And there needs to be significant change in the design of the system.
Okay, no time for half-stepping, no time for incrementalism, really. And on something that really does impact neighborhoods, communities, cities, families, the way people live their lives,
And again, I think they're finding a lot more time for incrementalism because so many of their goals have been too grandiose and too sweeping. And this is part of what is wrong with the so-called progressive mentality, is the idea that you not only want to do things, you want to do them in a comprehensive, sweeping, totally just knock all the chess pieces off the board, just move ahead. And again, rather than taking a look at things that actually can work, which is what less progressive-minded but more effective liberals even would prefer. I mean, what foolishness this is. Now, this will not be an issue for the Supreme Court. I mean, the changes on marijuana laws, these are being made, and they're being made every year, all the time, on the statewide level, and it's for statewide legislatures to deal with. And, by the way, it's one of the reasons you will have much more sanity on this issue, on Republicans you elect to the state legislature, when you basically are trying to select a justice for the Supreme Court, that's a different matter. And one of the things about it is it used to be, and I was again taking a look at this in the history, it used to be so rare that you would have a hotly contested nomination where a confirmation you'd have to really struggle with. Now, of course, every confirmation you have to struggle with, though there is an indication from Lindsey Graham that he may be one of those Republicans who comes over and does what I think is the smart and the right thing in this situation. The Democrats can confirm President Biden's nomination on their own. They don't need a single Republican vote. If they stay solid, and there is every indication they will, it is hard to imagine that any Democrat will vote against his or her own president on the selection of the first black woman ever to go on the court. It's not going to happen. But is it a good thing? Does it work for America for it to look like the Republicans are just reflexively, unthoughtfully opposed to all of this? I think that what Lindsey Graham had to say about a judge he knows very well from South Carolina, J. Michelle Childs, who seems to be, I mean, there are other Republicans who have nice things to say about her. And if Lindsey Graham, who has been a leader of the Judiciary Committee for a long time, if he actually comes through and gives her the kind of enthusiastic endorsement support that he seemed to do over TV over the weekend, well, that means that maybe this won't be such a bitter confirmation fight after all. Here's Lindsey Graham on Face the Nation. Clip 10.
Put me in the camp of making sure the court and other institutions look like America. Michelle Childs is incredibly qualified. There's no affirmative action component if you pick her. She is highly qualified.
Okay, that is, he also said she's one of the most decent human beings he's ever met, which is a wonderful thing to say. And he went on about it. Ted Cruz seemed to take a different attitude, criticizing the whole notion of saying in advance that you were going to select a black female. Here's Ted Cruz giving his point of view. Clip 20.
Biden, the fact that he's willing to make a promise at the outset that it must be a black woman, I got to say that's offensive.
Right.
You know, black women are what, 6% of the U.S. population? He's saying to 94% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you. You are ineligible. And he's also saying it's actually an insult to black women. If he came and said, I'm going to put the best jurist on the court, and he looked at a number of people and he ended up nominating a black woman, he could credibly say, okay, I'm nominating the person who's most qualified. He's not even pretending to say that. He's saying, if you're a white guy, tough luck. If you're a white woman, tough luck. You don't qualify. If you're Merrick Garland,
All right, how much does it suck to be Merrick Garland?
He's literally got to sit here and be told at the outset he is ineligible.
You're out.
Because, sorry, wrong skin pigment and wrong Y chromosome. It is an example how Democrats, and particularly the far left, everything is race, everything is that they will discriminate based on race, they will pigeonhole you, they don't care about the independent, the individual.
Okay, this is I think, fairly outrageous, because to say that that he is going to select a black justice, a black female justice, does not say to 94% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you. I mean, did it say that to 49% of Americans when President Reagan, many, many years ago, actually, before he was elected president, back in 1980 when he was running for president, made a pledge that he was going to nominate a woman. And he did. Did that say to the 48% of Americans, I don't give a damn about you, that it's terribly unfair, how terrible it must be? He actually made a fine appointment, too, of Sandra Day O'Connor, who was a distinguished justice. And even though she had a very thin resume, certainly compared to some of these women on Biden's shortlist, this was President Reagan in October of 1980 making that pledge. This is clip 9.
Reagan took a dramatic step today to reach out for female support.
Now, I'm announcing today that one of the first Supreme Court vacancies in my administration will be filled by the most qualified woman I can possibly find, one who meets the high standards I will demand for all court appointments. It's time for a woman to sit among our highest jurists.
Reagan acknowledged that his opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment has hurt him with some women, but said today's announcement shows his commitment to equal opportunity.
Okay. That was Ronald Reagan, and I don't think anyone even on the other side attempted to say that he was saying to the 49% of America that's male, I don't give a damn about you. A couple of other things about J. Michelle Childs, who Lindsey Graham all but endorsed on Face the Nation, and also about Merrick Garland, who Ted Cruz was talking about, the Attorney General. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Controversy about everything in this country. I mean, you don't have to look far to find any kind of controversy you want. There's a controversy about emojis that were currently being offered, and it took me a while to figure it out because they have emojis and they have a bunch of smiling people together. And yes, they're male and female, and there's a sort of a large tummy on some of these emoji figures. And the one, you can obviously figure out the woman is pregnant, and they also have one where a smiling man is pregnant, looks exactly the same. And I guess they have to do that because there's so many pregnant men out there who... Honestly, is this a healthy thing to communicate? Do we have a collection of people who honestly are limited in their comprehension of the facts of life? I mean, the kind of facts of life that you usually learn about, not in sex education class in high school, but you usually learn about kindergarten. There's a baby in mommy's tummy. No, babies don't appear in daddy's tummy. It doesn't happen. And yes, there may be somebody who used to be capable of being a mommy, but is no longer capable because she's now wants to be a daddy. Fine. But the idea of dissociating pregnancy from the essence of womanhood. Oh no, I'll get in trouble for that. I don't want pregnancy is and the ability to have children and to bear children is I think people would say traditionally part of what we understand to be a province of women. And the idea that they find it necessary for an emoji to be provided for all the pregnant men out there? Yeah, it sounds pretty silly. It sounds pretty silly. But I thought it was very important about what Lindsey Graham said. And I've got to say, I agree with him. And I think that Lindsey Graham has made the decision. And
first of all, the people who have appeared on Biden's short list, which isn't so short anymore, there are about 20 names that have been floated. But every single one of those names is somebody who's met with outstanding success in our legal system and outstanding success academically. And there are reasons, by the way, that academic credentials should not count that much for most jobs. Really, for most jobs. If you can be a terrific corporate executive being a college dropout, it can happen. You can't be a good Supreme Court justice. Sorry, you just can't. And the reason why is the way that this job has evolved. In the early days of the Supreme Court, when you had Chief Justice John Marshall and before Abraham Lincoln, the members of the Supreme Court did what they called road circuit. We didn't have enough judges then. So people on the Supreme Court, including Justice Marshall, would actually travel around the country in different parts of the country when they weren't in session and presiding over lower court trials. And today, that's not what the job is. Today, the job is close to being a college professor, and much closer to being a college professor than being a corporate CEO or a governor or a legislator. And it's one of the reasons that people, when they're trying to evaluate somebody for the court, because what you do in the court is you argue, you lecture each other, and they do, and then you write, and you try to write based on an analysis of the Constitution and the text, statutory text of the laws, and precedent. And basically what you're learning in law school is legal precedent. And it's one of the reasons that it's not some kind of prejudice or nefarious web of interconnected skull and bones members or anything like that. Why is it that so many of the candidates for the court and all of the justices, 8 of the 9 justices right now, have degrees from either Yale or Harvard Law School? One of the two. And it's because at that point, most people start law school, they're 21 years old, 22 years old. You're in that range. You have already demonstrated your sort of aptitude and inclination in that regard. And people who are going to be at the top of their classes academically and to go to the top law schools will probably fare best on the Supreme Court. Now, I mention that because one of the arguments is being put forward for Michelle Childs, who Lindsey Graham just endorsed, where he said, put me in the camp of thinking, sure, the court and other institutions look like America. And he said, affirmative action in picking somebody not as well qualified for past, not as well qualified in order to make up for past wrongs. Michelle Childs is incredibly qualified. There's no affirmative action component. She went to a fine law school. She went to Duke. She has a degree from Duke and University of South Carolina law schools. If you pick her, she's highly qualified. We've only had 5 women serve and 2 African American men on the Supreme Court. So let's make the court more like America. And in terms of a period of time when there are so many people who feel on the left and on the right that they have less faith, reduced faith in the United States legal system, I think that there's a possibility at least that one of these very impressive women who have been listed as under consideration could boost some of that confidence a little bit and maybe help the rest of the country achieve some of the collegiality that the Supreme Court at its best is known for. What about collegiality in a movie which is trying to complete, I hope, a series. This will be the 6th Ice Age movie. You remember the others? Starts with a little squirrel trying to get a nut. Not in this film. This is the Ice Age number 6. It's Buck Wild. The Adventures of Buck Wild.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After 20 years and 5 previous Ice Age films in the franchise, there's a new installment in which the intrepid one-eyed weasel, Buck Wild, voiced by Simon Pegg, takes on an assignment to save the menaced dinosaurs of the Lost World in The Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild, now streaming on Disney+.
Crashing, Eddie. We're back to the Lost World. Buck Wild at your service.
Some of the characters are familiar here, and the plot tries for its tender moments with Possum Brothers Crash and Eddie leaving the comforting home of their mastodon-led family to confront a monstrous new brainiac villain resembling no known creature or species in the history of natural or unnatural development. The animation is intricate and detailed, but also garish and grotesque, with little ability to impress either the eyes or the heart. Rated PG for lots of cartoon violence, 2 stars for the Ice Age Adventures of Buck Wild. Yeah, you can say that this Ice Age is going to be freezing out a lot of potential joy from the audiences. It's a disappointment. Some of the previous films have been pretty good, with, by the way, different voice talent that said, not this time. Ray Romano is a voice that people could recognize, and they have a Ray Romano imitator voicing Mastodon in this film. Anyway, tomorrow we're going to be confronting polls that say that 1 out of 4 Americans, of everybody, say that violence against the government is sometimes not only okay, it's sometimes necessary. Really? And there's evidence now that the big, much heralded police reform in Washington State has backfired on people in crisis. How? Why? We will get to that. And we'll also be speaking to the author of a gigantic New York Times bestseller. He's a pandemic expert named John M. Barry. He wrote the book about how the great influenza and the 1918 pandemic, flu pandemic, Spanish flu, how it ended. How they finally put the thing to bed, and how can we apply some of those lessons to our situation with COVID-19? That and the latest on, is Trump right that the vice president really could have overturned the vote if he wanted to? We'll talk about that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.